The first and best viral cat was Lil Bub. A brown tabby with soft white paws, tiny from congenital dwarfism, tongue lolling between malformed jaws, Bub swept into our lives like a tsunami. Low, slow, then deceptively swift, then inexorable, reshaping the land itself. One day, we did not know there was a bow-legged, wall-eyed cat in Bloomington, Indiana. The next day, the internet would never be the same. The internet of 2011 was not quite the internet of now. Instagram had launched only a year prior, in October 2010, and despite the success of early meme farms such as Icon Has Cheeseburger and the proliferation of cat videos on the young YouTube, viral content still had some spontaneity left in it, some guilelessness, some shades of outsider art. Users on Tumblr and Reddit, where Bub made her debut, posted photos of cute cats because they thought other users would like to see photos of cute cats, not to start a business. Social media wouldn't become terminally self-aware for another few years. In 2011, the notion that one could turn one's cat into a brand and turn that brand into a living had not yet been born. Into that relatively innocent media landscape waddled Lil Bub, and the internet lost its collective mind. Bub's infirmity drew us to her as much as her cuteness. She was frail, our furry Beth March, with Beth's pure heart and unfortunate destiny to be the fulcrum for others' growth. We were doing Bub a favor by loving her, weren't we? Her face was ours to get over, to find cute in spite of itself, because we were so open-minded, so brave. But she was also just a cat. And that was our justification for fixing our gaze shamelessly on Bub's differentness.